Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The opinions expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. And now, Forward Motion with business and life coach Carmen Carroza. Join Carmen as he brings you the information you need to make a positive change to your life and your business. You can call in at 203-661-5051. And now, here is Carmen Carroza.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carroza, your business and life coach. I hope everybody had a great week and got to listen to the debate last week to get some opinions and start to understand directionally where you want to go as far as the candidates. So, very interesting debate. And just two or three things we're going to quickly touch on. One is I'll give you my tip of the day very quickly because I have a great guest I want to get to. Glassdoor.com, a great site that has a job board. You could look at companies and kind of get a feel. This is mainly from the employees out there who've worked for those companies. We're going to get a feel what they're about particular jobs they have available and what the company's culture is, things like that. So it gives you kind of a more touchy-feely sense of businesses rather than just a kind of a job description. So it's a very interesting site. You can put your comments in if you work for a company about certain aspects of the business. So very interesting, glassdoor.com. So that's the tip of the day. And a couple of things that are happening. Google Plus started, which is very interesting. Take a look at it if you can. It's a good competition for Facebook, but let's see if it really draws a crowd. And iPhone 5 comes out next Tuesday. What happened to 2 through 4? That's how come we're getting old so fast, Andrew, because we can't even keep up with the iPhone kind of tells where we are in our life. So anyway, my guest today is Karen Purvis, and Karen is a speaker that is internationally known. I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's absolutely terrific and has some expertise in so many areas. I just want to tell you a little bit about her. Karen's inspiring, entertaining, and funny approach connected with science with emotion has built a solid clientele base through results-oriented programs. Karen frequently speaks to standing room crowds, co-creating interactive presentations, weaving audience involvement with relevant content. In addition to being described as one of the best or favorite speakers of entire conferences dozens of times, other attendee comments include refreshing and honest, contagiously enthusiastic, attention-grabbing and a keeper, breath of fresh air, and real answers to real life. And if you go onto her site, innovativeimpact.com, you can actually get a feel and flavor of Karen because she's got some videos on there that are just terrific and really get you a sense of what she's about and her energy and her comedic ability, because I know she's part of Second City, which you can tell us about a little bit because that's unbelievable. And she's got a combined bachelor's degree in business, master's degree in environmental public policy, and over 20 years business experience along with extensive training on Second City. She's an inspiring and empowered person and brings that out in everything she does. Karen, welcome.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
It's such
happy
a pleasure.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to you being on. I'm so glad we made it today. Karen, let's start. So I want to get as much in as we can. Let's talk about communication. I know that's one of your areas of expertise, and we chatted about it the other day. And in this complex communication world we live in, where many years ago when I started in business, basically it was face-to-face or by phone. And that was that was the end of that. Today,
right.
there's so many methods and styles. How does that make business more complicated and getting the word down from, you know, the executives to down to the front line?
Well, in some ways I think it can be more complicated, but in another way it really can give us an opportunity to shine, because when there are more ways to communicate with someone, we can select those in which we do the best, or if we know the best way the person we're talking to receives information, we can know to connect with them that way. So mm-hmm. if they are an email person, we can know to connect with them via email. If we know they're a phone person, we know to connect with them by phone. So I think on the one hand it can be more complicating, but on the other hand it can help us to really shine where our strengths lie.
Understood. Is that a question to ask, Karen? Again, this for our audience out there. Again, for, we have a lot of career people and professionals. Is it something you can ask your boss or your next one up to say, what do you prefer? Is that something?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think with potential sales customers, when you're on a cold or a warm sales call, I think with someone internal in an office, in most instances, I think it's appropriate to ask how is your preferred method of contact. So sometimes that's not going to be appropriate, but in most instances, I think that is. And people appreciate you taking the chance to ask them.
That's great. And then, of course, I think where the complication starts to happen is, you know, where as a manager or a relationship manager and you're dealing with clients and I use Facebook and this one says, no, contact me on Twitter and contact. Is that something you just have to manage yourself as a person today in the business world?
Well, what I find, and this might be because of my personal preference, but what I find is that most professionals don't say contact me on Twitter or Facebook. That's not what they say. They say in person, phone, or email. You know, it's really those are the options. People don't really have important business conversations through Facebook and Twitter is what I find. But again, that's an area that I personally don't spend a lot of time on. So I might not be the best person to ask about that.
Yeah. And I don't see it often, but once in a while you'll see a professional, and I'll send them an email, and they'll say, gee, if you would have gotten me on Facebook, I would have answered it quicker. And I'm like, holy mackerel. It's a crazy world.
Right. I say, well, if email isn't fast enough, we got a problem there. So, no, that's okay. I mean, like I said, there's going to be exceptions to every rule, but generally speaking, that's what I find.
Sure. When you're talking to your audience, and let me just give you an idea of the folks that Karen has spoken to, KPMG, Motorola, the American Dental Association, Starwood Hotels, just to give you a kind of a flavor and the dynamic and diverse groups she talks to on an everyday basis. When you're talking to them, what are some of the, I would say, major issues that come up, even from a negative side, that you see maybe on a one-on-one basis with employees or with management? What are some of the topics today that are really at the edge?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is keeping people positive in a general sense, just that even the people who are quote-unquote left still are afraid of losing their jobs and having morale issues. And I also think there's the, as long as people are going to be people, we're going to be dealing with difficult people. So, because we're not pleasant all the time. So,
right.
I think a lot of people are interested in how do we keep people positive in a stressful environment. And whether you come at that from a communication direction or you come at that from a management or leadership perspective, it really boils down to that.
Yeah, and I agree with you. That's something that always resonates in corporations and companies. It's just, it's from, you know, given our current economy and frustrations with jobs and so on, I'm guessing that because of all the outside sources and the news they hear every day, that adds to, you know, the negativity.
You know, yes and no. I really think, yes, is it worse than it was 5 years ago? Yes, but I mean, was this true in 1972, 82, 92? You know, yes, people are jerks. And as long as people are going to be working with other people, there's going to be conflict. And as long as people aren't communicating in a way that's taking the receiver into consideration, you know, whether this is your spouse or your children, or, you know, but focusing on employers and business situations, as long as we're not thinking about where the person we're talking to is coming from, we're going to have a problem. And most people talk to other people in a way that is where they're coming from. It's not thinking about where the other person is listening from.
Yeah.
And I really think those types of problems, it doesn't matter the decade or the generation. It's really a matter of people being imperfect. But certainly with people being downtrodden and negativity swirling around, you know, I think that certainly adds to things. I mean, and news certainly wants to keep chaos going, but I do think they're any time type of problems, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. How I mean, a lot of people wonder how a speaker gets into the business of speaking, because as we know, I think it still is they say the number one people fear most is speaking.
Right.
And you do
right.
it all the time. So.
Right. Yeah, I got plenty of problems. Right. Speaking in front of people is not one of them. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, how do you fall into that particular area of expertise of being able to do that on an ongoing basis all the time?
Well, for me, it was very specific. I took a class in 1997 mm-hmm. based on the book called The Artist's Way mm-hmm. by Julia Cameron, and she is a phenomenal author. She's written many, many books, and this is a 12-chapter book that mm-hmm. many people teach or have taken. Millions of people have actually, quote-unquote, done The Artist's Way as a class, mm-hmm. And in week 7 of The Artist's Way in 1997, I did a drawing, and as a result of that drawing, I decided I'm going to quit my job in Sacramento, and I'm going to move to Chicago, and I'm going to start my own business teaching The Artist's Way. And so I did exactly that. I quit my job. I moved across the country, and
wow.
I started teaching The Artist's Way, and I taught that class 16 times in a row for 12 weeks each. So I taught
wow.
that class for about 5 years straight. And as I did that, people were like, oh, you should do this for a living. I'm like, do what? And they're like, you know, people do this for a living. I'm like, oh, professional speaker. Oh, what's that? And then I struggled with, you know, what do I really know? What am I, mm-hmm. where do I really have an area of specialty that I can contribute to society? And
sure.
And it started from there. So
wow,
it started
that's so cool. That's great. And now, where did the second city part of it? Obviously, just talking to you a few times, you naturally have a comedic piece to you. But how did you get involved with Second City?
Well, my involvement with Second City is in taking classes. So mm-hmm. I was a student there, 95 through 97. I took a break again and was a student also in Las Vegas as well, starting in Chicago.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
all of my training at the Second City has been as a student. I have performed on the ETC stage mm-hmm. and on the main stage, but
wow.
that was through my classes. And I started Improv Olympic, like Tina Fey and many others.
Sure.
And we go on to the Second City, and so really, really think that that is a great arena for anyone to develop their trust in other people and their sense of being a part of a team.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, people don't know, like John Belushi and Stephen
right.
Colbert, and, you know, all those folks came from Second City, and
right.
they learned their craft. That's great. We're going to come back in just a minute, and we're going to talk to Karen about some really interesting thing she's, you know, very, very, has a very strong expertise in, and that's persuasion and how to talk to folks to really get your way. And that's such a tough thing to do, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. You're listening to Forward Motion with Carmen Carroza, and our guest is the internationally known Karen Purvis, and we're going to be back in just 1 minute on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Traffic Center this afternoon, the Connecticut Turnpike traffic is still in a pretty decent shape coming into the Greenwich area, heading towards Stamford, getting a little bit busier, but it gets worse. Darien to Norwalk, 11 up towards 14. Merritt Parkway started a bunch up just ahead, coming through Westport North at exit 41. Metro North on time, and I'm Matt Ward on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dr. Bill Evans with your Doppler weather radar forecast. WGCH brings you up-to-the-minute weather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Overcast tonight with showers at times, a low of 64 degrees. Showers early tomorrow, then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, a high of 69 degrees. The possibility of thunderstorms continues through the night tomorrow, low near 65 degrees. Maybe a rumble of thunder on Thursday, highs in the low 70s, lows in the upper 50s. That's your Weather Center forecast from 1490 WGCH. Visit CarrozaAssociates.com. Carroza Associates will establish a unique professional relationship with you and your business that has one motivation: move clients significantly forward through close collaboration and focused planning. They build relationships on integrity, confidentiality, and trust. Visit CarrozaAssociates.com. If you want to make a positive move forward with your career, your life, and your business, Carosa Associates Coaching Services will help clear your path to success. They'll open your mind to endless possibilities on many subjects. Carosa Associates will help you face challenges in an economic downturn, jumpstart lackluster sales, support business expansion. They'll help you communicate more effectively, building stronger client relations, and, of course, time management. Visit CarozaAssociates.com. That's C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A Associates.com.
Welcome back to Forward Motion. I'm Carmen Carroza, your business and life coach, and I have with me Karen Purvis. And you can see her online. You could type in simply Karen, C-K-A-R-E-N, Purvis, P-U-R-V-E-S, or InnovativeImpact.com, and you'll get to the same place and get to see so much about her and really see her in action, which you really need to see to really understand all that she can do for you. Karen, I want to talk to you about persuasion and in the workplace when having been in that, you know, the corporate world for 26 years, having that conversation with your supervisor and walking into their office and saying, gee, I know they're not really on board with some of this, but I need to talk to them about something. Female to male, male to female. How does that work so it can be most effective?
Well, there's a number of different things you can do, and the first of which, again, is thinking about how does this person like to communicate? And first of all, just knowing if they're not an in-person person, you don't want to actually walk up to their office and have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's first thing.
Yeah, well, it depends
on the person.
Sure.
You know, the second thing is, again, constantly thinking of that features versus benefits idea that we think of in marketing and branding is it's not so much what I have to say, it's how is this going to make your life easier? And if it's not going to make your life easier, how is it going to make the company's life easier? Or, again, thinking about it from the other person's perspective. So putting things into bullet points can often help with people who are in a time crunch and saying, look, here's the deal, 1, 2, 3. I propose we do such and such. What do you suggest as the next step? So there can be very simple things you can do. And as you mentioned, one of the things I specialize in is how communication affects the brain. And there's been so much that we've been learning through functional MRI scans in the last 10 years or so about language affecting emotional centers in our brain and also differences between how men respond to language versus women. And so there are things to be taken into consideration that a man will be more inclined to go along with, whereas a woman might want to hear different words explaining the same situation. So you can take whatever situation you're talking about and have your phraseology be different based on who you're talking to.
Wow.
So, you know, I think there's several different levels.
Sure. That's fascinating. And at the same time, I think one of the things you made clear was make it collaborative. Don't go in there kind of like, here's what I want to do, and now have them kind of respond and almost make it a, you know, me versus you feeling towards it.
Right. Always making it a we if you can. And even in your own head, you might be thinking, well, how can I get what I want? But the point is, I'm going to get what I want with you thinking it's because you decided it was a great idea.
That's what women do all the time.
smart people do that.
That's
so
right.
Anybody can do that.
Sure.
But that's really the idea is, how can I get you to say yes? And so changing what I say so that it increases the likelihood you're going to say yes. You can't get any guarantees in life.
Sure,
you can
sure.
Certainly increase your odds.
So the planning process is so important. It's not to just kind of go in there and say, this is what I thought of, here's what I want to do, but really plan it out, what you want to say and how you want to put it forth.
Yes, particularly if it's important.
I mean,
I mean, this isn't just like every single conversation,
everything.
But, you know, if you want to go to your supervisor and you want them to do something that you want them to do, I mean, that's the time to really think it out. You might write something down. How do you think, how can I say this shorter? How can I say this in a way he or she is going to receive it most positively? And even times of day matter. You know, are they a morning person, an after-lunch person, an evening person? You know, don't catch them at 7:32 a.m. if they're not a morning person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but I'm a morning person. Like, who cares? You know, do you want to get what you want or do you want to not get what you want?
Mm-hmm. So it makes a lot of sense. And having been on that side of it where managers would come into my office and, again, try to persuade me or bring me to their side of the argument. After talking to you the other day, I thought about that a lot, and there were those managers that came in, and you could just see they weren't really prepared to talk to me. They hit the wrong time. The wrong message was coming from them, and you could see the ones that really prepared it well. And I respected that, and I think that's probably part of it.
Right. And when fear's in your eyes, I mean, nobody's going to respect you as much. But absolutely, and I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it makes sense. I want to also touch on something, again, you have an expertise in that many folks don't, and that's the aspect of the environment. And that is something that is so funny. It's so important all the time, obviously, and you know, I know the president and everybody else is trying to focus on it. From an environmental perspective, corporations today, how are they looking at it? Are they looking at it, you know, from a micro perspective of just the workplace, or really from the higher end of how can we do things differently as a company?
Well, I think, too, I mean, when you're talking about so many corporations in such a large country that we have, there's varying levels of interest. There's certainly some countries out there that are leaders in the environmental area, and they take this very seriously, and they're doing something for the global good. They're doing something that is in human interest for us, as well as people in, you know, Zimbabwe and Australia, you know, not just people in the United States. And then there's people who are just doing something certainly for show. You know, it's kind of like cigarette companies that invest in cultural arts. That they can say, well, we support the ballet, you know, at the same time we're doing XYZ. So some companies just throw a certain amount of money at it to say they're doing something.
Almost from a marketing perspective, really.
And then other companies don't care. So I think it goes the whole gamut. But I certainly think environment, there's so many different ways you can go greener. And I think there are so many ways you can go greener that save money. And so you can even be green without caring about going green. So if a company is like, how can I cut money? How can I cut 10%? How can I cut 3%? You can start looking at energy. How do you use electricity? How do you use paper? How do you use ink cartridges? How long are people keeping their computers on saving, you know, the screen or whatever you call it, that these are ways they can say, oh, we're going to save money and we're going to be green? Great. You know, we're just going to accidentally be green by saving money. So, sometimes they come about it backwards. But
right.
Happen. And I talk about that, too. I say, I don't care how you get there, whether you get, you know, from A to B to C or you go B to A to C, you're still going to get to C. So.
Yeah.
I think there's a number of different ways the companies view that, but we're making a tiny bit of a slow progress in that area. I think in many ways.
I think part of it that I've seen is there's front end costs sometimes to some of these, and you know, projects or new ideas or strategies in the environmental field, and companies are reluctant sometimes to go that direction.
Well, I think that's true for anything. I mean, you can invest in a new telephone system, a new PDX.
Sure.
You can invest in a new accounting system for your computer and spend $100,000 on something. And you say, oh, but it's going to save us X amount over 3 years. I mean, that's the type of decision that many people are making. They say, oh, well, this is going to cost us $10,000 up front, or this is going to cost us $1 million up front, but we're going to save $3 million in the next 3 years. So, you know, in many things, the environmental realm don't cost more money. I mean, one of the programs that I do is 83 tips on going green, and most of the tips are money saving. So again, you can be the most grumpy, cross-armed, cross-legged person. I don't want to go green, you know, and still be like, you're going to get there anyway. You know, if you want to, you could go kick it and scream me.
Right.
But if you want to save money, this is the way to go. So in some cases, that's true. In other cases, it does cost more, and it does require an investment. And those are the times when people just have to say it's worth it or it's not worth it.
And the last thing I wanted to touch on was one of my very important touch points, and that's customer service. And
Where did it go?
Oh my gosh.
Where
remember
is
that
it?
Was
is
the
it
remember that
rock?
Was the it thing, Karen, for a while. You know, everybody was into customer service. Now it's kind of going away.
Forget about it.
Oh my gosh. What happened? Is it because it's just the environment we're in today?
You know, Carmen, I don't have a good answer. If I had that answer, boy, I would be in therapy last.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I just think people don't care. People are in a hurry.
I think that's where we are, yeah.
I think people think that other people are in a hurry. So I think when you go up to someone and they're just like, we don't cover that, you know, or like, that's not my area, or you're going to talk to Jill, or whatever. I think a lot of people are supposed to, hi, how are you, Jerry? Mm-hmm. You know, and then you say, nice to see you. Did you have a good weekend with the kids in Stanford?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, and then
like
we just lost that. We lost it in like, oh, get in here, Karen. Like, look. Tap me on my BlackBerry and walking and driving and falling off a curb at the same time.
I don't know.
Like, it just, you know, you want to get me riled up.
We should do this one together because I agree. It gets me crazy. Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't know, but I do think there is a component that people, particularly in the United States, and I see this less in other countries, which is very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Australia recently, and it wasn't like this as much.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, you know, a whole country of 20 million people is like it hasn't lost its touch.
Wow.
But, you know, I do think it does have an element to do with a younger generation that's used to speed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
everyone
is a generation of microwaves and drive-thrus and how can we get more done in less time. And when everyone's thinking that, we think that wherever we work. And we think that the people who are coming there would rather have faster service than kinder service. I think it's a combination.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's unfortunate, but I think it's true. Yeah.
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 So I don't have a good answer for
right,
you.
But it's good to talk about, though. We're two that actually care about it. Karen, listen, I just want to tell you, you've been terrific and fascinating to listen to, and I want everybody to know, if your company, talk to your employer about this, because Karen Purvis, just get in touch with her at innovativeimpact.com. Go to her site. You got to check her out and see how wonderful she is, because she's just as wonderful as she sounds on the phone. It's been so great having you, Karen.
It's been a pleasure, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'd love to have you back sometime.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Karen.
Take care.
You too. That was Karen Purvis, and she's really terrific. She's got a great personality and understands the world of business. She was in corporate for a long time, and she's been an entrepreneur. She's a risk taker. You can't be much more than that. So I really thank Karen for being with us today and giving her insights on so many different aspects of business today. The environmental end is funny. You know, we've just gone through looking at what the president did recently and the whole government issue and with looking at a company that went under. You know, the reality is something I've talked about a lot is the environmental end of this is so important and looking at it from a greener side. We're going to talk a lot more about that next week. But just because he picked this company to give money to for whatever reason, he picked it personally, and then as a government, we picked it to give money to them, and they went under. Doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do. So we're going to look at that a little further next time. Pam Lawhorn is my guest next week. She is a wonderful marketing person, social media. So have a great week, and we will see you next week on Forward Motion.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And September 1st through October 31st, 2011, purchase qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get up to $125 back. Restrictions apply. Mail and promotion details available at monroe.com.
This is Michelle Martin at Greenwich Library. On Wednesday, October 5th at 7 p.m. in the Cole Auditorium, Bob Smith returns with his seven-week analysis of Shakespeare's Othello. For many, Othello is the definitive study of evil, and Smith is just the teacher to introduce us to Shakespeare. Free copies of the play will be given to attendees. The Technology Training Center is offering a two-hour workshop on using Microsoft Word for resumes with favorite instructor Diane McKeever on Thursday, October 6th at 1 p.m. Bring a copy of Current Resume for reformatting. Seating is limited to 12 and is first come, first seated. And now through October 19th in the Flynn Gallery is Paper Cut Stories, a solo exhibition by artist Beatrice Caron. This well-known artist designs exquisite paper cut stories of situations, memories, and observations. Caron's works are held in major museum collections throughout the country. This is Michelle Martin on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm A.J. DeVito Jr. Listen to my show, A.J. the DJ, on the road, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. My show is part talk, part music, and part anything. I will feature artists from the 70s, 80s, and also the music of today. As a mobile DJ in Fairfield County for over 20 years, I will bring my passion for music to every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Sunday morning.
1490 WGCH.
Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-800-